Personal experience. My hospital admission showed me how important it is to ask for help. Catherine Taylor is a carer for her husband Andrew, who was diagnosed with CBD in November 2022. She also cares for their daughter, who has complex additional needs. As a primary carer for two people, when Catherine needed an emergency unplanned hospital admission, she was worried what would happen to Andrew and her son and daughter. Here, she shares her story. Both Andrew and I took early retirement after Andrew's diagnosis of CBD. We'd sensed something was wrong around a year before that. His right hand wasn't working properly. He was struggling at work and his forgetfulness was becoming more frequent. A physiotherapist's suspicion led us to a neurologist and the diagnosis confirmed our fears. Faced with this reality, we both took early retirement. Andrew had worked in legal consultancy and I'd been involved in leadership development. Caring for Andrew and our daughter, who has complex additional needs, would have been too much to manage alongside a full-time job. Andrew has adjusted to retired life really well. He spends his time walking the dog, reading books and listening to music. We're both well aware that he will deteriorate and there will be a time when he won't be able to do things. Until then, we're determined to make the most of our time together. Since his diagnosis, we've travelled, spent time with family, and created memories that we will cherish forever. We were managing quite well until I had a fall in February and was taken into hospital. I was told I needed hip replacement surgery. My immediate concern wasn't the surgery, it was Andrew and our daughter. Who would care for them? How long would I be away? It's moments like these where the huge responsibility of being a carer becomes so evident. They depended on me, and now I was likely to be in hospital for over a week. I messaged the CBD WhatsApp group to ask what on earth people do in this situation. I told the nurses I was the main carer for both my husband and my daughter. I believe that influenced the care I received. Initially, they had mentioned doing a partial hip replacement, but upon hearing how I was a carer, they decided to do a full hip replacement so the need for additional surgery down the line would be reduced. Fortunately, my son, who was still at home before heading to university, stepped in. It was a difficult time for all of us. Andrew struggled with my absence, feeling unsettled without me and unable to sleep. We were so grateful that support came from so many places. Friends brought meals and Andrew's sisters stayed for a few days, cooking, walking the dog and keeping him company. It showed me how important it was to accept help and to have a backup plan in case anything happens to me. I had resisted the label of carer for a long time, perhaps because I'd always seen myself as a professional first. But now I'm glad to say I am a carer. So many people in my position juggle careers, caring, and family responsibilities, often without recognising the weight they carry until something forces them to stop. This experience has also made me think about the future. Andrew and I have started discussing lasting power of attorney, care plans and end-of-life wishes. It's not easy, but I've seen firsthand how having these conversations can make things easier for loved ones. I've also begun streamlining our finances, gently encouraging Andrew, who is a bit of a hoarder, to declutter and simplify things. I know things will always be changing and we have to adjust to those changes. Even though Andrew is still quite mobile, there are daily frustrations. Andrew struggles with simple tasks like tying his shoelaces or putting on the dog's harness. Having a daughter with such complex needs has made me good at researching, advocating, and navigating the healthcare system to find sources of support. PSPA has been a huge help. We've both had counselling sessions through PSPA and the physiotherapy sessions have been beneficial to Andrew, helping him stay as active as possible. We've also attended a virtual PSPA support group where we found out some good tips, but it was hard to see people more progressed than Andrew. When you are a carer, you get used to putting their needs above your own. But having been admitted to hospital, I see the importance in learning to prioritise myself too. Andrew and I belong to a health club where we relax together in the spa. I've also started taking short breaks with friends while arranging for Andrew to spend time with his own friends. Being a carer is not always easy, but with the right support, planning and moments of joy along the way, I know we can face whatever comes next. PSPA has been a huge help. We've both had counselling sessions through PSPA and the physiotherapy sessions have been beneficial to Andrew, helping him stay as active as possible.